StoryCorps is made possible through funding from Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.net.
Welcome to the StoryCorps podcast. Today, in honor of Valentine's Day, we'll hear from a 90-year-old man who has made his living by helping people in love.
Hi, I'm Bill Schifrin. I specialize selling wedding rings to the public, and I have such a good time doing it. I'm always working 24 hours a day. When I would see a couple in the street kissing in a clinch, I would tap on the shoulder the fella. I would hand the fella a card. You know why? Because married couples don't kiss on the street. Years ago, used to be very busy on Friday afternoons. The couple would come, and he would let her pick a wedding ring and give me a check as a deposit. One day, he would come in alone and say, "Tear up the check, we changed our minds. But thank you for a beautiful weekend." I had a girl once wanted to buy a wedding ring for her fiancé. She says, "Tell me, if he doesn't like it, can I give it back to you?" I said, "No, this is a custom job. You can't. I'm making the ring special for your fiancé." She gave me the order, gave me the deposit, and says, "This is what I want engraved in there. No refunds, no returns." I couldn't get over that. I'm married 66 years, and I still get along with my wife. Met her at a dance, and I had to go into the army. Got married on a furlough. Went to the jewelry store, got the plainest wedding ring, $7. My lucky day. I always wondered, who invented this, that if you get married, you have to have a wedding ring? Somebody figured out something, and it worked for me.
That's Bill Schifrin, who has sold wedding rings in New York City's Diamond District since 1947. He was interviewed by his son-in-law, Herman Rotenberg, who now runs the business Schifrin started. Major support for StoryCorps is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Our podcasts are supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness. Learn more at loveandforgive.org. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on the radio, Fridays on NPR's Morning Edition. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Katie Simon. Thanks for listening.